It takes hard work and dedication to make a team succeed. At Thumb Bank, we're the team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it be for your college education, your home, a car loan, agribusiness, commercial lending, or a checking, savings, or retirement account, we'll help you achieve your goals and win in the game of life. Stop by one of our offices today and let's see what we can do for you. Thumb Bank and Trust, with offices in Pigeon, Cass City, Caseville, Bad Axe, and Bay City. Community strong for 125 years. Is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
On to the second quarter already, and Bad Axe leads by 3 points. They led his Maze by seven in that quarter. Cassidy ends the quarter on a 4-0 run to end the first quarter. Now 12-9, Cassidy will get the ball to start the second quarter. Kendall Anthus inbounds for the Red Hawks. Over to the right wing, new man in, that would be Kenton Wiseman. Over to the left wing to Anthus. Back out to Shank, slows things down, back over to Wiseman. Aiden Horn has it. Being guarded by Kervin. Wiseman right wing into the right corner. Horn down to Shank. Right block off the glass. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
Usually that's money in the bank for big number three.
Logan Shank. He has 2 points in the night. Foul goes against Michael Messing. That's his second, team's fourth. So Logan Shank at the free throw line shooting two. First free throw, this one's no good.
I know this has got to be an uncanny game because that's the first time I've ever seen Logan Shank miss a free throw. This kid has been perfect all year.
Clancy checks in, replaces Mike Messing out there for Cass City. We have Horn, Wiseman, Shank's second free throw is good, as well as Anthus and Perry. Two-point ball game, 12-10 now. Bad Axe leading by two. A 5-0 run for the Red Hawks. Clancy, left wing, being guarded by Perry. Into the corner. Souls pops the three. This one is no good. Rebound brought in by Perry. He's a big body in there. And the 10th rebound of the night for the Redhawks. Horn down to Shank and is stolen away by Clancy and Ethan Kent in transition. No one in front of him. Layup is up and it's good. Stops the bleeding. And that's the 6th turnover for Cass City tonight. The left wing, Anthus. 14-10. Bad Axe by 4. Or to the right wing to Wiseman. Ethan Kent guarding him. Pops the three. Hayden Horn, top of the key. This one hits a little nylon.
String music, as they would say.
His first points of the night. Now we're down to a one-point ball game, 14-13. Kervin into the right corner to Clancy, right wing. Perry on him. Back to Kervin. Pump fakes against Horn. Starts his dribble. To the right elbow to Kervin. Into the corner, Kent left side. Give and go to Clancy, but the three unconventionally off the mark. Looks terrible, but it falls for three. Clancy with 8 points now. His second three of the night. Back out to a four-point game, 17-13. Aiden Horn dribbling to his left. Oh, trying to feed over to Anthus, and this one's off the mark. That's the 7th turnover. In transition, Clancy goes in the lane, and it's an offensive. He went in out of control, and that will result in a foul. That's Jack Clancy's 2nd, personal and 15. I'll agree with that call.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to change Mr. Mychek's mind on that one.
No, not so. 6:08 left of the first half, and it's 17-13. Bad Axe by just 4 points. Sandon Guthrell checks in, replaces Wiseman for Cass City. Out there for Bad Axe, we have Kervin, Souls, Kent, Tulaski, and Emmerich. Kendall Anthus inbounds for Cass City into Fernald's hands. Bryce Fernald to Sandon Guthrell. Starts his dribble. Against Kent. Down to the baseline. Jump shot from the baseline is good. In for two for Sandon Guthrell. He has 3 points. Back to a one-possession ball game, 17-15. Bad Axe by two. 5:45 left in the second. Back up to the top to Cody Tulaski. Souls to Kervin. Right wing to the left wing. Jensen Emmerich pump fakes against Alex Perry. Into the corner, Ethan Kent, hand all over his head. Back to Tulaski. Against Shank inside the lane. Right-handed hook floater is no good. Rebound brought in by Sandy Cathrell. 11th rebound of the night for the Maroon. 5:20 left in the first half. 17-15, Bannex by two. Cassidy trying to tie, if not take the lead, and stolen by Cody Tulaski. Tulaski goes up for the layup. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Perry. He's in his own head now. Into the corner, Kendall Anthes. He went there for just a moment ago. Starts his dribble, though, around the perimeter. Had the left elbow. The jump shot is up, and this one's no good. Rebound brought in by Souls for Bannex. First rebound of this quarter, 7 in the ninth. 4:52 left in the second. Souls against Fernald, dives inside the lane, and this one's in for two. Souls' first points of the night. Hatchett's lead by four, 19-15. Almost at the halfway point in the second quarter. And this back to Perry. Being guarded by Tulaski from about 9 feet. Cathrell got the give and go from the right side of the lane. He goes up for the free layup, and he is fouled. He'll go back to the free throw line for two shots. This will be the sixth team foul against the Hatchets, and the foul goes against number 11, Jensen Emmerich. That's his first. Single bonus for the remaining 4:28 of this half for the Kansas City Redhawks. A bad X sixth team foul. Taking his time, Cathrell at the free throw line. This one's good. He's now 2 for 3 from the free throw line and has 4 points.
Usually he's an automatic.
Perry sits down, replaced by Tom Reisjauer. Out there for Cassidy, Cathrell the free throw line, shooting his second free throw. Rebounding will be Anthes and Schenk, Tom Reisjauer and Bryce Fernald. Second free throw rims around about twice, maybe three times, and it goes down like an Australian toilet. That's a good, and it's now a two-point ball game, and we have a timeout called by Cassidy. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here with 4:28 left in the second quarter. Cassidy trying to get something going together here. It's a two-point ball game. Cathrell now with 4 points in this quarter, 5 in the night, 3 of those points coming from free throws. John Mooney, what's the difference here? Bad Axe starting out good, but Cassidy is just slowly but surely keeping in this one.
Bad Axe had two dunk opportunities when a layup would have done, and that I think has kind of thrown them off kilter a little bit. Clancy had a great start and everything, and he's playing good ball, but they're just not getting enough help. Jensen Emmerich right now is playing defense against Reisjauer, and that's his only consideration out there, and he's forgetting that he's also an offensive ball player, and they're going to need his reps out there. So here we go. We have Souls bringing the ball up for Bad Axe.
4:22 left in the first half, 19-17. Souls over to Tulaski, right wing, being guarded by Tom Reisjauer. Into the corner, Ethan Kent against Fernald. Starts his dribble around the perimeter, and it's a loose ball, and it's brought in by Fernald. That's the third turnover for the blue and gold tonight. 19-17, Bad Axe by two. Kansas City trying to tie this one. They tied it twice tonight, but never have led.
Big possession for Kansas City right now.
Colin Rubel back into the ball game at the left wing. Over to the right wing, Cathrell for three. This one's short. Rebound brought in by Souls for Bad Axe. Eighth rebound of the night. In transition, Cathrell gets into the grill of Souls, and this one will be a foul against Sandy Cathrell. That's his first and team's third foul. 3:49 left in the second.
I'm missing a foul on Bad Axe for some reason.
Jensen Emmerich. I have him at two as well, John.
For Clancy.
Tulaski at the top of the key. Over to left wing to Souls. Souls dribbling around the perimeter. Goes down the right side of the lane. The floater's up. This one's off the mark. Tulaski brings it in, but it went out of bounds. Excuse me, that's not Tulaski. That would be number 31. Toby McPhee into the ballgame for the first time. So it's a 19-17 ballgame. Bannack still leading by two. Colin Rubel pops a three right wing. This one's good. And Cassidy has taken their first lead of the night, 20-19.
Colin Rubel loves it when no one guards him. He makes him pay every time. Jensen Emmerich with the ball.
20-19. Emmerich at the free throw line. Jump shot. This one's no good. Rebound still loose. Off the ball, off the foot of McPhee. And Cassidy will get the ball back with a 1-point lead. 20-19. 3:08 left in the second. Colin Rubel with 6 points in the night. Two threes, one in each quarter. McPhee sits down, replaced by Jack Clancy. Plenty of substitutions tonight so far. Fernald brings the ball up for Cassidy. Leading by 1 point. Tom Reisjauer. 6'4 Dutchman over to Schenk, and Schenk can't hang on to it.